Good morning, Atlanta. This is a second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJUREDTHEBETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, we're going to hook you up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Toya.
Hey, Toya. Good morning. How you doing?
I am a little down. I was calling. I know y'all do the second date update. So I was seeing if y'all could help me out in my situation. I'm originally from Chicago, but I just moved down here to Atlanta. And I've been talking to a guy that lives in Atlanta. His name is Cedric. And we met up a couple months ago, just our first time meeting up, because we would just be going back and forth, having conversations on Instagram and texting. And when we met in Atlanta, I think I gave him not the wrong impression. I think I just left him with a sour taste in his mouth. I think I had some extra baggage that he wasn't ready for.
So Lord.
Get him on the phone so I can further explain myself.
Wait, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay. All right, well, I guess we'll see.
So we're going to get Cedric on the phone, baby girl. Don't say nothing. We're going to try our best to figure out what's going on and get to the bottom of it, all right? When we cue you in, you can take your phone off mute and have your way with him, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully her breath ain't stank. He got across the table from her. He's like, man, we've been on the phone and stuff.
Ain't
but
no telling what's going on. What you think, Shawty?
Man, I think she just probably got drunk and wild out, and he like, man, I ain't messing with this.
Really? I hope not. I hope she ain't go crazy on him like that.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak to Cedric, please?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Cedric. How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? I'm at work right now. What's up?
Oh, okay. Let me go on and quit playing with you then, Cedric. Hey, look, man, this is Streets Morning to take over Young Job. Shout out to Shamir Morning for more quick. You got a few seconds to talk before you get back to work.
Hey, Ced.
All right. That's cool. Y'all heard my mixtape
or something? No. We're just trying to make sure it wasn't a mix-up. Look, we got a segment on our morning show called Second Date Update. You're up on it. What? If you can we ask you, what took place on your last date?
Ah, man. So, it was with this beautiful girl, you know what I'm saying? It was with this nice chick, you know what I'm saying? She's from Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Because she ain't from the city. Like, we've been building online, you know what I'm saying, through Instagram and stuff. So I finally get to meet her. She finally comes to the city and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Then as soon as I, you know what I'm saying, pick her up from the airport, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's like she got a baby bump. And that just threw my whole day off.
Wait, you said she got a what?
She had a baby bump. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, right?
She pregnant?
Oh.
She... Yes, that's the same thing.
What?
Oh,
and she
wow.
Want you to date her?
That's what I said.
Wait, how far along is she pregnant? How far along is she, though?
So we've been dating for 4 months, and she's 5 months pregnant.
Mm.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, like, that's tough. And she never even alluded to the fact that she was expecting.
Exactly. That's what I said. It's trying to get embarrassing, man. I told my partners about her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even do the online date. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I do it, I'm dating somebody's baby mom.
So listen, Cedric, man, without further ado, man, you know, we ain't just calling you for nothing, man. We actually got Toya on the line. Toya!
Hello.
Why you call these people early morning to tell these people how I
be? Because, Cedric, you haven't been answering your phone, and I've been trying to explain myself to you since I was last.
You ain't really got no explaining to
like,
do.
I'm
you know
sorry
what I'm saying? Like I told
you.
I told my partners, you know what I'm saying? They told me don't even rock with you no more. You know what I'm saying? And I made my mind up about now, you know what I'm saying?
But Cedric,
so what you call these people for? Like, would they gonna like change my mind or something?
I mean, it's possible if we can get down to the bottom of it.
Yeah, let her tell. Toya, what was the rhyming reason behind you not disclosing this information to Cedric?
I didn't know I was pregnant when we first started talking. And it was a while. I mean, I went up to about 2.5-3 months to even find, you know, when I found out that I was actually pregnant. And by that time, we had already been talking for a minute and I liked you and I didn't know how to explain it, and it's not with no guy that I'm with. You know what I mean? It just happened.
It just happened.
I didn't want to lose
what you're telling me.
Well, in her defense, Cedric, it was before you. Now, hold on now, Toya. You could have definitely told him, though.
Exactly.
I'm trying to tell you now, though. Like, I don't know how to explain that to you, and I really like you, Ced, and I didn't want to lose you.
I mean, I feel like, okay, on one end, yeah, maybe she didn't want to disclose that information, but that's something you have to disclose when someone is investing their time and interest in you. On his end of things, you know, I don't want him to just go cold turkey on her because she actually could be a good person in his life. But at the same time, she's pregnant with another man's child as their relationship is starting to grow and flourish, so is this child in her stomach. So it's kind of like,
they have a hell of a foundation. They've been just, they haven't even seen each other in 4 months. They waited 4 months. They talked online, building, Instagram.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, a strong foundation. Toya, are you still involved with the father at all?
No, I'm not involved with the father. It was just like something that happened. It wasn't nothing serious. I mean, you said, I'm trying to call to apologize and explain the situation to you. Like, it's just me out here in Atlanta. I moved straight from Chicago. And I don't know people out here like that. And I just didn't really want to burden you with that. But I still do like you, and I wanted to keep you around.
All right, with that being said, Cedric, she want to keep you around, but we can't keep y'all on the line this long because this is a morning radio show. So what is going to be? Are you willing to at least give y'all friendship a shot, give her a shot?
You know what I'm saying? I respect that, you know what I'm saying? She really calls y'all, you know what I'm saying? I really rock with that, you know what I'm saying? So I look at it like we could just say baby steps, you know what I'm saying? Since the baby involved, we can say baby steps, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was cute.
That was cute.
That's right, man. I think you'll be a good stepdaddy, man.
Yeah.
All right, Atlanta, we're going to hook them up with $100 from 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm. Y'all call us up right now. Let's talk about it. This was very interesting. I've kind of seen it happen before, but wow, it happened right here with us, okay? 404-352-0945. Atlanta, keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. Streets 94.5.